Hello and welcome to the Fiercely Awakening podcast. My name is Dr. Tanya Holcomb, and I'm on a mission to normalize naturopathy in big, bold ways. I want you to see the world through my eyes, where extraordinary health and massive upgrades in life are always available to you. You'll be inspired to trust your body's wisdom to heal, motivated to claim your next upgrade in health and life, release what no longer serves you, and pursue what you truly desire. If you seek truth, you are on the freedom path to your greatest potential. You are fiercely awakening. Welcome. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Fiercely Awakening podcast. So I'm super excited today, you guys, to chat about iodine. We haven't done a podcast on iodine yet, and I'm like, this must happen. So what's going on in my world right now is I am in the thick of many things, but one of the things that I'm working on is the upgrade of the Body Talk guidebook. Now, the doors are still open to join me in Body Talk, and I'd love to have you there. But inside of this program, we are really understanding the way that our body expresses symptoms or signs, especially the outward signs of internal stress. And so this is how our body communicates with us. And one of the areas that we are looking at is the thyroid health and the many ways that the thyroid speaks to us. And so around me right now, I have pulled up all of my iodine resources and research, and also the product line of iodine that we carry. The creator of that sent me so much incredible resources. And I'm just like pulling this all together. I'm like, you know what? I want to just get on the podcast and talk about iodine and talk and like really make this a big deal for you, because it is such a big deal. We are in an iodine crisis. That is a book. There is a book called Iodine Crisis, but it is where we are right now. And I want us to all just feel this resounding urgency about this topic and how it manifests symptoms. And you guys all know, you know, minerals is my thing, and helping us really change the terrain through our mineral building is really, really, really huge. And so we're going to be doing some of that work inside of Body Talk. I'm going to be setting you guys up for success to really start nourishing your body appropriately to get you on that healing path. And of course, if you're inside Fiercely Empowered Mama, you just got all of our foundational protocols released. And I'm so proud of these, because we have foundational protocols for our kids, for women, for men, for pregnancy and postpartum, and soon we'll be releasing protocols for elderly. These protocols really are going to change the game, because moms are going to know exactly what to do and how to get started. And we have these prioritized. So these are focusing primarily on minerals and our vitamins that are most needed to strengthen the body, to tap into that resiliency. And on this list, we of course have iodine. Now, it's not the first thing, it's not the second thing, but it is a major player. So I feel geeked up about iodine right now. It's all around me. And so I thought I would just come on and get you geeked up with me. So the thing about iodine, it is found in every single cell of the body. And it's used for over 300 processes of your entire system. And every cell in your body uses iodine. Now, I love the iodine that we carry in our shop, but unfortunately, I can't list it as a product because it is a practitioner line product, and you would need to be in one of our communities for me to give you access to that. So I have an online shop, but it is locked down for those in our community because they're practitioner line products. I can't even have it open to the public, because we want to make sure that if you start using a product, you know what you're doing, you know why you're doing it, you know the proper dosages, and we're also able to support you if you need support through that process, okay? So my intention in this podcast is not to sell you iodine. But of course, if you did want to join the cleansing circle or Body Talk or join FEM next year, you would have access to our approved products. Okay, but the iodine that we carry is really, really special. I don't know what I want to recommend as a, as a secondary item in replace of that. In the past, we have recommended detoxidine, iodine, that you can find on Amazon. I think that's probably the one that we have referred to most, but that isn't the one that I personally use, and that isn't the one that I encourage people to use on the daily. I am really picky about iodine because it needs to be in the right form for us to be able to assimilate it. So eating kelp food is not going to be enough. We're going to break that down. But again, my intention is not to sell you iodine. My intention is to just educate you on this issue, educate you on the way that the thyroid communicates to you and how we got here. You know, give you some of the context of the history of how we got here. So this is truly one of the most prevalent deficiencies that we face. And there are a lot, but this is a big one, okay? So in one clinical study by thyroid expert Dr. David Brownstein, more than 96% of over 5,000 patients were tested iodine deficient. So this is a big deal. 96% of over 5,000 people. And this is one of those things where I'm not saying that you have to take it every single day, but you're taking it most days. Like, this is no longer something that we just forget to do for several months at a time. This is something that we're doing, and we're doing it consistently. Now, the only people that we don't want to see start doing iodine right away are those who have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. And it's not that they don't need iodine. They are, in fact, very iodine deficient. However, there's a process to acclimating the body to the iodine, and we have to be careful and strategic and really focus on the other minerals and strengthening the terrain that way, and then gently adding the iodine in when the body says yes. So if we look at the thyroid gland, it is part of our endocrine system, and it is fueled by iodine and tyrosine. Now, the iodine is connected directly to the other endocrine glands. And this includes the pituitary, the hypothalamus, the adrenals, the parathyroid, and the sex glands. Now, the thyroid is so essential for the normal functioning of our human cells, for the normal function of our nervous system, for our brain health and development, for our muscles, for our ability to work with oxygen, our metabolism, and also our immune system. And the thing about thyroid imbalances is that they affect a lot of people. We're looking at 15 million plus people in the US. I honestly think that is a really low number. And I think it's much larger than that, but this is the latest number that I'm looking at right now. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have a more recent number that's higher than that. But regardless, it is a big deal. And these thyroid imbalances, this is what we are commonly knowing or seeing as hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism. And honestly, what happens with these diagnoses? People will say, oh, I am really healthy, except I have hypothyroidism, but that's okay because I just take Synthroid for that. And it's like, that's not really how that works, because it wasn't like all of a sudden the thyroid got weak. Like it's not an isolated thyroid story. I guess that's what I mean, right? This is a whole endocrine story, and there's a domino effect that happened here. It wasn't like it's an isolated thyroid story and taking the Synthroid is getting to the root cause. Like, no chance, okay? The Synthroid is keeping you alive, but it is not getting you on the path of healing. It is not getting to the root cause, and you are certainly still in an iodine deficient state. So we also know that the blood tests that are used to diagnose hyper or hypothyroidism, they're inaccurate, right? And the problem is, well, there's many problems to this, but one of the problems is that they don't take into consideration that the adrenals are able to produce a small amount of thyroid hormone. And so the blood test may show sufficient levels of thyroid hormone, but without indication that these levels could be due to having an overworked adrenals and an exhausted thyroid. So by the time we actually have a confirmed test that there's a thyroid problem, we are already in a burnout state. Our adrenals have long been gassed. So we have to look at when we have a thyroid problem, we have an adrenal problem, and then we start dipping into having, you know, looking at the kidneys involvement, the liver involvement, the hypothalamus involvement. Like, this is a greater story than the thyroid. But again, I want us to remember that iodine is food for the thyroid. The thyroid needs iodine, but so does every single cell in the body. But the fact that iodine is food for the thyroid, that should make us want to consider having iodine as part of our daily lineup. So if we look at symptoms of iodine deficiencies, so the outward signs, and this we'll be diving deeper into this inside of Body Talk, but the outward signs can include things like dry and flaky skin, having the nail thickening or flaking, having those thick skin or on the soles of the feet, certainly a puffy face, difficulty gaining or losing weight, having that chronic constipation, and losing the third of the eyebrow on the lateral side, and then having those horizontal lines across your neck. So if you look in the mirror right now, do you have horizontal lines across your neck? Now, I was trying to think about when I started iodine. I would like to believe that I started iodine when I was pregnant with Bryce. So if you know my story, when I was pregnant with Bryce, when as soon as I conceived, it was like the minute I knew I was pregnant, I had this epiphany of like, I am in over my head. Wait, I don't know enough for this. And I knew that there had to be more. I knew that I needed to be doing more. I just didn't know what to be doing. This point, I'm on a prenatal from the health food store. So as God is so good to us, right? The divine got me to naturopathy. And it was such a godsend. I knew the minute that I experienced it, that this is exactly the missing piece. And in my experience of naturopathy, I was working with a naturopath, and I got on a naturopathic protocol, my first ever naturopathic protocol. And I was all in. I was like, whatever my body needs, whatever baby needs, like, I don't care what it costs. Like, I feel like I'm behind at this point, right? Like, I wish I would have been doing these things, but I didn't know. But now I do know, so let's do them now. And, you know, as also, you guys, I take such a strong stand for preconception care because I know a lot more now than I did then. And I realize how important this is, like how game changing it is to do the preconception care work. But I would like to believe I started iodine at that time, but I'm not for certain if I did. But certainly as I deepened my love for naturopathy and started school, I fell in love with iodine. It made so much sense to me. And so I have been on and off iodine for the past decade, but I'm mostly on now. Now it's like I fully get it, especially as we have deepened our understanding of the minerals of the body, really what it takes to be on the healing path, what it takes for our fertility health and egg health and sperm health. And iodine is just amazing. And that's what I want to paint to you today, is like how amazing iodine is. So again, not all iodine is created equally by any means, but don't worry about what iodine you're going to use right now, but just think about how this lands as the bigger picture. So other things about the thyroid for people is that they may feel mentally sluggish. They may feel easily fatigued or sleepy during the day. They might be sensitive to cold or have poor circulations. They may have morning headaches that wear off during the day, and certainly seasonal sadness. So again, there's much more of that thyroid conversation that will go into Embody Talk, but those are some big ones. Okay, so when we look at supporting the thyroid, we have to recognize again that there are other parts of the body that needs support other than just the iodine. When the thyroid communication is, or other than just the thyroid, when the thyroid communication is there, like, this is a healing path that we must get on. We have to be looking at our stress levels, our adrenal communications, our other mineral deficiencies, our liver dysfunction, our kidney insufficiencies. Like, are we hydrated? And then, of course, we have to get real about our food and make sure that we're getting enough protein and make sure that we're eating enough. And so that path, that healing path, also will be part of Body Talk, but I just want you to see, like, this is a bigger story than just the thyroid. So we often see the thyroid or the iodine deficiency being diagnosed as, or being related to, you know, the hypothyroidism. And essentially this is looking at that low thyroid function. So bottom line, if you're experiencing fatigue, intolerance of cold, having cold hands and feet, foggy thinking, increased need for sleep, dry skin, thinning hair, and constipation, we want to be thinking about an iodine deficiency. And the reason we're thinking about an iodine deficiency is because we're thinking about the thyroid needing support. So the other thing about the thyroid needing support or being in a state where we have low thyroid is that we're not in a state of detoxification. And so when we cannot properly detoxify our bodies, this is when things literally get backed up. So this is why we will start to see, you know, estrogen dominance. We will start to see endometriosis, the fibroids, the fibrocystic breast disease, ovarian cysts and nodules, breast cysts and nodules, even breast cancer. And then, of course, we have the hypothyroid, the hyperthyroid, the Hashimoto's, the Graves' disease, thyroid cancer, all of those things, right? But we are having a backed up system of toxicity. The body isn't able to drain properly. There's an overaccumulation. Plus, that overaccumulation makes us more vulnerable to EMF exposure. And iodine also protects us from that. The easiest way for me to explain iodine is just by taking iodine, like, we're able to pull up all of our minerals. Plus, it protects us from EMFs as well. Like, it's beautiful for that. But this is why iodine is directly connected to these other things, is because we're not able to properly drain the way they want to. So if we look at the benefits of iodine, it's that we are really seeing this as supporting our, again, building up our minerals, helping protect us from EMFs, but then also helping us properly detoxify. And we can directly link that to the way that our lymphatic system is able to move out toxins, which is amazing. So if we look at iodine by itself, in the history of iodine, it was first used therapeutically as an antibiotic for fighting infections in the 1800s. So even today, medical doctors will use iodine to protect against an infection. And iodine is, you know, it's a natural antiseptic. Like, if we have low levels of iodine in our blood, in our bodies, we are at a more increased risk of infection. And there have been studies done of just simply optimizing iodine levels and stopping the madness of people experiencing chronic staph infections, chronic, you know, strep infections, any of those chronic infections that they're experiencing where they can't get off the merry-go-round or they're just so vulnerable. Of course, we can look at gut health and we can look at the other terrain aspects of health, but ultimately we are looking at, in this instance, right, we're looking at the power of mineral building and what that does to change our overall resiliency. So another aspect of, you know, the iodine story is that we are in a situation right now where there's so many chemicals that are in our environment. You know, this is the toxic load that we are experiencing. This is where the cleansing circle comes in, which, you know, that's also a great playground to be in. But this is where it's like, okay, we are exposed to so many things, but just looking at the halogens, because iodine is in the halogen family, and so is chlorine, so is bromine, so is fluorine, and these ones can be carcinogenic in high concentrations. So when the iodine levels are low, our body's empty iodine receptors will use these halogens or their chemical byproducts, and this will add to our toxic exposure. So heavy metals, environmental pollutants, pesticides, off-gassing furniture, carpets, estrogen, false estrogen, and like so many other things will compete with iodine for these receptor sites. So again, these toxins compromise our iodine levels, and this further compromises our ability to properly support our thyroid function and balance our hormones and cellular metabolism, like so many other things. The other big thing that happened is Chernobyl. When Chernobyl happened, this increased the nuclear energy radioactive iodines, and this was released into our global environment. And these radioactive iodines compete also for iodine receptors. And these can rob our body of our functional iodine. So when we look at Chernobyl, we see that thyroid cancer has risen steadily, and that prior to Chernobyl, there was no reported cases of childhood thyroid cancer, and today is one of the fastest growing cancers in children. So if we have an iodine deficiency, it's going to put us at greater risk for these toxins, radiation, all of these things that will absolutely damage the thyroid and other iodine-sensitive tissues like our breast, the prostate, our brains, our salivary glands, the cerebral spinal fluid, and our ovaries. These are all very, they love iodine. These tissues love iodine especially. So in my breast health podcast, I talk about how iodine is so beautiful for the breast. But also look at these tissues, like we're also talking about the lymphatic here, right? And again, that lymphatic works with iodine to help us clean up. So we have lots of things competing for our iodine. We have lots of things that want to take those receptor sites. And when we think about being in an iodine deficient state, okay, like the last thing that we're going to want to do is be walking around with our thyroid so starved for iodine that it'll take up the radioactive isotope of iodine instead, right? That it's taking up these things that don't belong there because it's just so hungry for some version of iodine. Now, let's talk about goiters. So when the thyroid becomes dangerously low in iodine, it will reach out, enlarge, and expand in an attempt to grab onto any available iodine that it can. And this will cause a swollen thyroid gland, and that's what's called a goiter. In 1924, the state of Michigan studied 66,000 school-aged children, of whom 40% had a goiter. After they introduced iodized salt into the diet, by 1928, 75% of all kids with goiters were cured. By 1950, iodine deficient goiter disease was basically eradicated. Now, one of the things that I talk about all the time is like the root cause to all disease, right, is deficiencies and toxicity. And those two things go hand in hand. Of course, we also have the emotional suppression, which absolutely plays a role. But when we have something that's manifested in the physical form, we want to address the physical body as well as take a look at the emotional. Right, but this is a perfect example of this. We had a deficiency. The body was screaming for help. It's enlarging because it's looking to grab whatever available iodine it can. They add iodine into the food supply. No, let's not even talk about quality. They add a version of iodine into the food supply, and it was enough to eradicate the goiter disease. But the thing about the iodized cell is it never delivered enough iodine to adequately support thyroid function. And that left more than 10% of the American population with thyroid disease. So today we have breast and thyroid cancers and a host of other toxin-related diseases that are directly linked to iodine deficiencies. But the thing about salt, before you just think about I'm going to add salt to my diet, is that as soon as we open up salt, it starts to, and it's exposed to air, the iodine essentially evaporates. And also people are cautioned, right, to not use salt, that it's a risk factor for high blood pressure, for heart disease, all of those things. The fact is like we know now, like we're health conscious enough to know that this white salt that we have been exposed to, even though they added iodine to it, isn't even quality, right? This is something that has been refined. It has been, bleached. It has aluminum in it. And just eating that salt in itself actually depletes us further. So we want to use real salt. We absolutely want to switch our salt, get away from this nasty salt, use real salt that's adding life back to our body. We need salt. And then we want to not rely on the government to try to fix this, right? Not trust their sources and look at where we are depleted and fill in that gap. So the other thing that happened in our history with the iodine levels is they used to use iodine as a dough conditioner in baked goods. They would use this like bread, for instance, would be a source of iodine. And then they replaced the iodine with the bromide. And bromide poisons our blood. Okay, it's like folic acid. It poisons our blood. It's hard to get rid of. And it also competes with iodine, with our iodine receptors. So they add the bromide to the bread to replace the iodine in our diet, which we absolutely need iodine. We do not need bromide. And this further robbed our iodine, right? When we are exposed to fluoride, when we're exposed to chlorine, if you're somebody who swims in a pool every day that's chlorinated, like you are robbing your body of iodine. These are creating stress on your body and it's competing with those iodine receptor sites. So we have to absolutely use iodine because when we start working with iodine, we will start to flush out those toxins of our body. So again, I want to reinforce the same thing with city water. If you have fluorinated water, chlorinated water, this is all going to be competing with your iodine and your ability to use iodine. No good, right? No good. So we have a lot of things working against us. But again, I don't think the solution is necessarily adding iodine back to our bread and like eating a slice of bread every day, because we know that we want to choose real food. We're not looking to buy processed foods, processed salts, those types of things. But I think it's just interesting to look back at history and see that, you know, we did try to come up with solutions. And even though they weren't great solutions, our body was like, I'll take it. I'll work with it. And we saw the goiters go down, or we saw the iodine levels improve, but then they decided to actually work against it. And now we are compounding the iodine story. Certainly there are food sources of iodine. I mean, our sea vegetables, dairy, fish, meat, eggs, you know, there are sources, but it's not enough to correct the deficiencies that we have. And the fact that most of us are deficient, we have to actually offer our body enough to correct and give us that adequate protection. And if you are on a thyroid medication, this is telling your body not to uptake iodine, and this puts you at greater risk, right? So it's very important that we are increasing the iodine in your diet. And so the iodine supplement that we recommend and use for our community members we have them take at the same time as their thyroid medication. And this is the proper way to ensure that we are covering our bases. And also, we don't just do that in isolation, right? We encourage them to take further steps of mineral balancing and also lifestyle changes to get to the root of how this happened to begin with, right? So is again, iodine is so important for the thyroid. I hope I painted that picture, but there are other minerals that are also important for the thyroid. You know, magnesium for one. You know, this is a major calming mineral, and a deficiency will always mean that there is trouble for the adrenals and therefore trouble for the thyroid. And so when we see that major thyroid communication, we can almost assume, right? We can usually assume that magnesium is needed in some capacity. We also need potassium. This is what sensitizes the cells of the body to the thyroid hormone. And without it, the thyroid could be working and producing adequate levels of thyroid hormone, and the body could still be expressing communications of thyroid struggles. So we like to use some Redmond's Relight, just like a half a scoop twice a day with the coconut water. Now, coconut water with no sugar is where we're getting that extra potassium boost. We can also look at aloe vera juice, which is high in potassium well. And then, of course, selenium. This plays a role in the conversion of the T4 to T3. T4 is the inactive thyroid hormone that is produced by the thyroid. And before it becomes active, it needs to be converted to T3. And T3 is the active thyroid hormone that influences the metabolism of the body. So selenium is involved in that conversion along with iron. Ashwagandha is a beautiful herb, an adaptogen herb, and it is one of the most effective adaptogens in the herbal world. Its ability to rejuvenate, fight stress, and also restore balance is just absolutely incredible. So it can really help boost energy and promote better sleep. And it has been used to really support the thyroid function in both hypo and hyper conditions. So again, the iodine supplement itself is going to be the cherry on the top to get that iodine going. And I want to reiterate how the iodine supports the lymphatic system, and this is also supporting the breast health. And so to unpack this a little bit more, when we look at iodine, it is this incredible natural lymph mover because it boosts the cellular metabolism. So when the lymph becomes congested, certain lymph sensitive tissues, they'll react. And so the breast may swell during menses, which indicate that the lymph drainage from the breast is compromised. When the lymph becomes congested, the cells cannot remove their waste, and the white blood cells in the lymph and the immune system become stuck in traffic. So this can make the breast toxic because they're an area of lymph concentration. But when the lymph system slows down, the affected tissues improvise because they can't bring in new oxygen-rich blood. And if the body loses adequate blood flow, often due to poor lymph drainage, the ovaries can make cysts, the uterus can make a fibroid tumor, the breast become lumpy, or the muscles will become filled with fibrous scar tissue. So a lot can happen in that breakdown. And if we look at our lymphatic, right, like signs of our lymph is if we have rashes, if we have sore joints, aching hands and feet, cold hands and feet, swollen or sore breasts, swollen belly, having cellulite, sore throats, allergies, headaches or chronic colds, like these are very classic symptoms that are connecting the dots of iodine deficiency combined with lymphatic congestion. Okay, so when we look at those two together, again, we can set our body up to show us that we're stuck, right? And so that's where we see those fibroids, that fibrocystic breast disease, the ovarian cyst, fibromyalgia. So we have to feed our body what it needs to open up the pathways and allow it to properly drain. Now, iodine, we talked about it being antiseptic. It's also an antibiotic. It's antifungal, antiparasitic, antibacterial, antioxidant, anti-carcinogenic agent. And there's actually a book called Breast Cancer and Iodine by Dr. David Derry. It's anti-toxin, and it's an anti-proliferative agent. So it's kind of a big deal. Now, when you start working with iodine, you want to go slow because as you start working with it, you are going to flush out the not so good stuff for you. And so you will flush out or push out or replace fluoride, chlorine, bromine, and also you will start to excrete lead, cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, and mercury. So you want to make sure that you're supporting your kidneys, that you're staying super hydrated, and that you're going slow. This isn't something that you want to do more is better. It's really a slow process. And the thing about iodine, it's a lifetime process. This is something that you will continue to do for the rest of your life to really support your terrain and keep you strong. I have a few more facts about iodine. So first, I just want to drop some really great books to consider. The first one is Solved, The Riddle of Heart Attacks. And then there's Hypothyroidism, The Unexpected Illness, which these books have been around since like the 30s. These are classics and I paid a lot of money to have copies of these. But I did want to mention it because this information has been around. Okay. Then we have The Iodine Crisis, which is a, you know, more recent book. It's not super recent, but it's more recent than the 30s. We have Stop the Thyroid Madness. Those are all really great resources. And I mean, there's more than that, but like those are some top ones. So again, iodine, remember, it's used in over 300 processes in your body. It's found in every single cell. And it's also the number one nutrient for fetal brain development. So adequate iodine can mean a higher IQ by 7 points. But the thing is too, you guys, I talk about this a lot inside of FEM. You know, when we look at what postpartum depression is, it's really a state of depletion. And we know that if mom doesn't have sufficient levels for her and for her child, she is far more likely to experience what's known as the postpartum blues after childbirth. So we want to make sure that this is part of our pregnancy protocols. This is part of our preconception care protocols, that we are working with iodine. We also know that, what is in the prenatals is likely not good quality and it's likely not enough. We also see a variety of different, you know, birth defects and fertility issues directly tied to iodine deficiencies, because when we look at fertility health, we know how important it is to have the thyroid strong. And then there's also the connection to thyroid health and heart attacks. This is a direct connection that is in the Riddle book that I mentioned. Solve the Riddle of Heart Attacks, that he makes that direct connection. And we also have to recognize again that there's so much working against us and our iodine levels. This is the halogens, this is the heavy metals, this is all of the pops, the Gatorades, the energy drinks, birth control, medications. Many medications are fluoride based, especially antidepressants. So this is all, again, taking up our iodine receptor sites, GMOs, pesticides, statin drugs, antifungal medications, acid blockers, NSAIDs, antacids, plastics, BPA plastic, fire retardants. There's so many things that are competing for iodine. So we have to keep our levels strong. We have to be adding iodine as part of our story to really support us. So, you know, again, we want to understand that the thyroid just doesn't stop working one day just because it's a thyroid problem. So that's the big thing that I want you to know, that iodine is needed for every single cell in the body. It is food for the thyroid. It is not the only thing that we do for the thyroid health, because when we're looking at the thyroid health, we're looking at the state of the endocrine health. But without it, with our thyroid not functioning optimally, we are in a state of stuckness and things will get backed up. So if we want to move our health forward, iodine seems like a really great place to start. And again, do not start it if you have Hashimoto's. Make sure that you work with somebody. But if you are in one of my communities, you have access to the shop. You can look at our iodine, see what we have available, and we can help you with dosages. And if you would like to join one of my communities, Body Talk is open right now, as is the Cleansing Circle. Cleansing Circle, we are talking about your drainage pathways. We are helping you remove toxins from your body. We are taking an initiative to start lessening that load. This has to happen. We have to create space in our lives to cleanse. It is not enough to just do the work on the daily. We actually have to create space and do intentional cleansing. And then, like I said, body talk is helping you make sense of the symptoms. It's a deep dive into all the things and helping you connect the dots to ruts right in front of you. The body doesn't lie. The body holds all the wisdom you need. It's just learning the language of your body. So thank you so much for listening to my iodine pep talk. I hope that for those of you with iodine in your home right now, you're like, I'm on it. I can't believe I've been slacking on this. Like, it's go time. And I hope that I have inspired you, for those of you who have never considered iodine, to add that at the top of your list for considerations. Because we cannot get enough from food. We also have to know that not all sources of iodine are we even able to assimilate. So what we choose is really, really important for us to work with, and that it's bigger than our thyroid. It's part of the totality of our health. All right, you guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved your time with me, please subscribe and leave me a review on iTunes so I can keep bringing you the good stuff. And then come say hello and be part of the conversation by joining me in our private Facebook group, Fiercely Awakening.